Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Anons of QAnon, proudly serving at the pleasure of the POTUS. My name is Will, and this will be a reading of A Common Sense Appraisal of Q. You can find this reading on Wootva, WOOTVA.com. Google search of A Common Sense Appraisal of Q combined with Wootva. You will find this with all of the text and graphics. Today is April 10th, 2019, about 12 in the p.m. hour. Let's begin. A Common Sense Appraisal of Q. One thing we can be sure of is that one of our nation's top military intelligence veterans, General Michael Flynn, who served as the Director of Defense Intelligence Agency, the highest-ranking military intelligence officer in the United States, and also as National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, is not going in any way, officially or unofficially, promote a vast online movement that is followed by tens and tens of millions of people, and which falsely purports to be a covert black channel information sharing operation, and which cast himself in a feature role. No way. Nor would he permit his family members to promote such a movement. Cyber operations and information warfare are a huge deal in the U.S. military intelligence arena, garnering mass amounts of time and money, and primarily falling under the purview of PSYOPs, psychological operations, a specialty assigned to a number of distinct military corps with their own regimental insignias. Information operations also falls under the directive assigned to the NSA, the U.S. agency which handles much of the surveillance capabilities upon which military operations depend. In short, great investments are made in developing our own cyber operations and information operation capabilities, and also on studying those of nations considered adversaries or competitors. Knowing that, if you are a U.S. Army general who has also served as the highest ranking military intelligence officer in the United States, you just don't promote a vast movement which at its core looks a hell of a lot like a controlled operation, insofar as the Q or QAnon movement is a massive mobilization of people all being captained by one anonymous online identity calling themselves Q, who communicates on one internet board which Q controls, and where Q's communications are always secured by an impenetrable user ID trip code, and which is promoting a specific narrative about yourself over which you have absolutely no control, and which could potentially shift at any moment in any number of unforeseen ways to cause great damage to yourself and also to the presidential administration that you continue to express full support for. No way. And now would be an opportune moment to describe just exactly what kinds of claims Q is making about General Flynn, which we will begin doing by describing what kinds of claims Q is making about the nature and purpose of the Q operation itself. For starters, Q claims to be a small group of people which includes a number of military intelligence insiders and which is working under the approval of and in partnership with the current President of the United States to provide a back channel of information, aka intel, to the American public, or to as many of a disposition to respond to and appreciate this service. Let's take a few brief paragraphs to summarize the intel that Q claims to be providing. The first topic of intel that I'll mention helps to explain why the Q operation was necessitated in the first place. According to Q, and that is that the Q operation is communicating specific information about the widespread subversion of the American news media. The corruption is such that numerous news outlets are directly serving as propaganda conduits from a criminal syndicate, which has been flagged for treasonous activity against the United States of America to the American public. Now, if that strikes you as preposterous, then you may feel different after reading this article. Meanwhile, consider for a moment how United States information operations would occur in a foreign country. For example, Soviet-occupied East Germany during the Cold War. At the top of the U.S. information operations list would be the development of channels of communication to the East German people, and especially to those engaged in active resistance, in a way that gets around censorship, blockades, and around hostile media outlets which exist to broadcast enemy propaganda. The Q operation claims to apply the same method to the American people, a necessary means due to the widespread subversion of the media by an entrenched and treasonous criminal syndicate. And treason brings us to the next topic of intel that Q claims to be providing. Q communicates much specific information about an array of treasonous activities by an array of U.S. politicians and government officials. One example is the Obama administration policy of supplying arms to Islamist jihad groups, including branches of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, as proxy armies in illegal regime change operations in the Middle East, most prominently in Libya and Syria. Note that a certain Republican named John McCain also participated in this policy. This policy was the literal aiding and abetting of enemy combatants against whom the United States is engaged in a state of war. This subject is, of course, known about outside of the Q communications. In fact, General Mike Flynn lost his job as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Obama for standing up and calling out the insanity of this policy. But the Q communications provide supplemental information about this and a variety of other topics related to the misuse of the military capabilities of the United States. Regarding these and other matters, Q also often directs Q readers to specific lesser-known reports and articles in order to conduct further research for themselves and ultimately achieve greater collective comprehension. As President Dwight Eisenhower said in his farewell address, only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals so that the security and liberty may prosper together. Test, test, testing. 1, 2. Treason on the domestic front is another point of Q intel. The continuing saga known as FISAgate or Spygate is featured heavily in the Q communications, and the story slowly unfolding before the public is apparently that of an attempt to subvert the U.S. electoral process and thus the fundamental constitutional rights of the American people by a syndicate of corrupt politicians and intelligence agency employees. The conspirators conclude to sabotage a presidential campaign by knowingly laundering fictitious information through the FISA warrant process in order to gain and misuse government surveillance abilities against their opponent's campaign. They also leak the trove of fictitious information with multiple fraudulently obtained FISA warrants as a seal of credibility to American news outlets, which immediately began propagandistically pushing the Trump colluded with Russia narrative with no regard for substantiation or objectivity, even long after the fraudulent origins of the FISA warrants were revealed. After Donald Trump won the 2016 election, the director of the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers, who had recently become aware of the rampant abuse of NSA search queries and of FISA submission procedures, personally traveled to Trump Tower, New York City, to alert President-elect Trump of illegal surveillance and to recommend the vacating of Trump Tower immediately, which Trump immediately did. Of course, the story goes on and on and on from there, with further crimes being committed in the attempt to cover up after Trump won the election. The Q communications have provided much specific commentary about FISAgate and about the ongoing investigations into the scandal, often predicting turns of events which proved correct months later, and often directing readers to specific articles and journalists who Q claims are reporting the facts accurately and with the assistance of inside sources. I should emphasize here that General Mike Flynn plays a featured role in the very specific narrative that Q is advancing about FISAgate. Q actually claims to be working in tandem with General Flynn and to know what General Flynn is involved in behind the scenes. One would think that, on that account, that if Q were a fake or a LARP, then General Flynn, as well as several of his family members, would take strong measures to alert the QAnon movement that Q is not authentic, rather than to continually signal a loud and clear approval of the QAnon movement. Note that I use the word signal. The Q communications claim that the maintaining of plausible deniability is, by nature, as an unofficial back channel, part and parcel of the Q operation. Odd indeed, then, how General Flynn and several of his family members always remain squarely within the realm of plausible deniability, even as they signal loud and clear approval of QAnon. More about this later. Other points of intel which Q claims to be providing are about a broader scope of criminal activity by an entrenched deep state criminal syndicate. This includes the conducting of false flag operations, events of mass deception, both domestically and abroad. False flag attacks can be events of real violence or fake staged events. In either case, the purpose is to advance an agenda and to script a narrative. I won't get into details here, but Q has communicated about specific events being false flags and has also directed readers to specific avenues of research. Q has also communicated about ways in which the mainstream news media and also the entertainment industry are complicit in promoting narratives built on mass deception. For example, one Q post proposes, in a way that is less specific than many other Q posts, several questions along these lines. Note, HW is Q's abbreviation for Hollywood. The Q post reads, "Who controls HW? Who really controls HW? Why are movies made to glorify past true events? What is a psyop? Conspiracy, push slash label, awake? Spiderweb, you are being controlled. Sheep, up is down, left is right. Revolution, truth, trust the mission, Q." And the article continues. And that's also a sample of how Q posts are generally structured. The usual use of abbreviations and partial sentences becomes easy to read over time. As a personal observation, in light of Q communications like the one featured above, I find the notation untenable that QAnon may be an inside operation being conducted against the American people and with a hidden objective of advancing state authoritarianism. A house divided against itself cannot stand, and an operation intent on exposing the elaborately guarded deceptions of deep state criminals who have sought to supplant liberty with the authoritarianism can only be an enemy of authoritarianism and a friend of liberty. Moving on, Q has also dropped intel about crimes involving human trafficking and sex trafficking operations, some of which involve the occult. Have you ever seen the photo of creepy occult temple on the private island where billionaire Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficked young teenage girls and also hosted a slew of social and political elites and foreign dignitaries? Well, if it isn't Prince Andrew in a photo with his arm around the waist of an adolescent sex slave, they probably spent the day discussing a cricket tournament. Have you heard of the sex trafficking cult NXIVM? It's been in the news since the arrest of actress Allison Mack for her involvement in it. And now we're learning that young adolescent and preteen girls were trafficked. I know it's an awful topic, but I also know that it's a problem that does exist. And there's a number of scandals of this sort on the known record. According to Q, the Q operation intends to blow the lid off existing cover-ups, a number of which involve politicians, and to bring the members of organized abuse rings to justice. I don't stick my head in the sand, and I know that the Q operation encourages people to research these subjects enough to know that it's a real problem. But I'm careful not to extensively pursue all of the disturbing details down every rabbit hole. Rather, I pray for those law enforcement officials who have enlisted to take on jobs which require a thorough and methodical investigation of details. I keep perspective. Most people are good people. Well, much like the topic of widespread media subversion, those last two topics of Q Intel drops are also, according to Q, reasons why the Q operation was necessitated, because the entrenched criminal syndicate has a long habit of cultivating and weaponizing public incredulity. One thing's for certain, thanks to the Q operation, be it authentic or be it a LARP, tens and tens of millions of people are now far less incredulous. A vast number of formerly so-called white bread conservatives, as well as many independents and so-called liberals, are now quite woke and are not being scared off by the weaponized conspiracy theorist label because they've taken the road of considering the evidence for themselves and of thinking for themselves. According to Q, this mass awakening is an essential part of ensuring that the guilty do not evade justice and that the rule of law be advanced. Public incredulity isn't going to save the guilty. Scare tactics about conspiracy theory aren't going to save the guilty. An attempted Trump is using lies and deep fakes to round up enemies like a tin-pot dictator. Ruse isn't going to save the guilty. It's all going to be above board, all very painstakingly legal and constitutional, according to Q, which seems to jibe with the sentiments succinctly expressed after a recent meeting with Attorney General William Barr by U.S. Prosecutor John Huber, whom former AG Jeff Sessions specifically tasked to investigate, with a 470-member staff, issues of concern including the Clinton Foundation and the Uranium One scandal. Amongst other matters, we already know from FBI reports that any investigation into the Clinton Foundation, IPSO facto, involves infamous Wiener laptop. We will hold offenders accountable and advance the rule of law. One thing we can be sure of is that the rule of law cannot be advanced without firmly establishing that no one is above the law. Before continuing, I should not neglect to mention that the QAnon movement isn't all just about going after the bad guys. Many regard the QAnon movement primarily as a fellowship which celebrates patriotism and freedom of thought and the spiritual values upon which our culture and our form of government are built. And while it started in the United States, it extends to patriots who uphold the cause of liberty in their own homelands throughout the world. Now, back to General Flynn. Imagine that you are General Mike Flynn. Imagine you are General Mike Flynn in fight of your life. The FBI says that you lied about a perfectly legal conversation. You've been forced out of your job as National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. You've been scooped up by the Mueller investigation and are now completely embroiled in it. You've been forced to sell your house to pay for mounting legal bills, and a squad of professional legal analysts are telling the mainstream news outlets that you are about to be hauled off to prison. And now someone or someone's called Q, the lone captain of a vast online movement, which looks a heck of a lot like a controlled operation, is stirring up this vast movement with claims about you. General Flynn, have purposely allowed yourself to be roped into the Mueller investigation in order to force other investigations into criminal activity about which you plan to testify, essentially turning the tables on the deep state. According to Q, and this Q even goes so far as to confidently claim that Flynn is safe. We protect our patriots. As Q confidently claimed on December 5th, 2017, and then exactly 1 year after that statement from Q, within a few hours to the day, Robert Mueller revealed that he has no grounds to recommend prison time for you, General Flynn. Your sister then gives a celebratory shout-out to your supporters on Twitter using the slogan of the QAnon movement, "Where we go one, we go all." Q, in return, posts a shout-out to your sister on Q's communication board. And imagine your astonishment when, a few weeks later, it's revealed that closure of your case in the Mueller investigation is being delayed because you are providing information for several ongoing criminal investigations. Meanwhile, several of your siblings continue to signal shout-outs to the QAnon movement and to retweet tweets with messages and links endorsing the promoting the QAnon movement. By this time, a number of progressive weenies have adopted the practice of breathlessly Twitter-tattling about every QAnon nod from a Trump affiliate. And so, what do your siblings do then, General Flynn? They up their trolling game with direct shout-outs to Q, followed by what? My phone was hacked, followed by an exchange of chuckles with QAnon supporters, and an indirect sharing in what has become by now a huge inside joke of sorts. Not that the Q operation isn't about serious matters. As Michael Scott from the office said, "I love inside jokes. I also wanted to be on the inside of one." Now imagine that you are General Flynn, and imagine your chagrin upon discovering that, as it turns out, you yourself, General Flynn, have for quite some time been signaling a number of indirect but loud and clear shout-outs to the QAnon movement. Imagine that. A picture tells a thousand words, but before we get to the pictures, let me clarify that General Flynn's family members are private citizens and have done nothing to deserve any sort of harassment or unwanted attention. And nor, I should add, do any Q posts point to General Flynn's family members as a go-to source for confirmation of Q's authenticity. My intention in briefly highlighting the Flynn family is only to highlight the fact that normal, decent, patriotic Americans are associating themselves to varying degrees with the QAnon movement. And by this, I hope to dispel the false impressions promoted by a media misinformation frenzy about the QAnon movement being full of mentally ill people with an inclination to violence. Furthermore, contrary to the mainstream media reports, which largely consist in the knocking down of straw men attributions, There's nothing in any Q post about lizard people or about JFK Jr. being still alive or about a flat earth. Fake news. In addition, while mainstream news articles claim that Q has made prophecies that have failed to occur on some given date, Q clarified early on in the Q communications that we won't telegraph our moves to the enemy. We will, however, light a fire to flush them out. Consult Sun Tzu's The Art of War for further information. One last thing before the pictures. It's necessary to briefly explain a few particular aspects of the Q communications. Among a variety of phrases and themes and other sorts of communication signals used by Q are several that Q has expressly adopted from a movie called White Squall. This is the only instance of Q using a movie or a book in this way, as far as I'm aware. Q has posted the trailer of White Squall more than once and has made numerous further references to aspects of White Squall over a range of posts. In fact, most mainstream articles about QAnon have noted that QAnon movement has their own slogan, which is "Where we go one, we go all," an acronym for "Where we go one, where we go all," a motto that Q borrowed from White Squall. A Twitter history search of the use of hashtag WWG1WGA reveals that from the day that Twitter began in 2006 to the arrival of Q phenomenon in late 2017, the acronym "Where we go one, we go all" was simply not used on Twitter, excepting by one high school kid in Elmwood City, Pennsylvania, who in a few tweets about rehearsals for his school play included "Where we go one, we go all" with, I should add, the hashtag preceded by an anchor emoji, meaning that either he or his drama teacher saw the sailing movie White Squall and appreciated it enough to use it as an analogy. Well, Q also appreciated the movie enough to borrow the general plot analogy and to also borrow several specific aspects of the film as communication signals, including most notably the motto, "Where we go one, we go all," and the dramatic element of the storm. There's much more to be said about the ways in which confirmations or proofs of Q's authenticity are being continually provided by the Q operation team, often through a synchronicity between specific Q posts and the subsequent communicating of specific words or tweets or images by President Trump and several others. An early Q post asked, "Have you not discovered the confirmed correlation between posts here and tweets yet?" And we will examine several examples of these kinds of confirmations after highlighting some of the ways in which General Flynn and the Flynn family appear to be signaling an endorsement of the QAnon movement. So, on to some pictures. The purpose of this first graphic is just to briefly explain how I was able to verify identity of General Flynn's siblings on Twitter, and I'm only doing so because a few people have asked me. For starters, General Flynn's siblings are the opposite of anonymous on Twitter, and they are very much involved there in raising awareness about the injustice committed against their brother, General Mike Flynn, and also in letting people know about General Flynn's Legal Defense Fund. For more background, a brief Google search for articles about General Flynn and his hometown of Middleton, Rhode Island, will include articles which also feature a number of his siblings. Among General Flynn's siblings, Barbara has been particularly engaged with the media over the past year, giving a number of interviews, as highlighted in the graphic above, about FISAgate and other issues relating to politics. Also, like several of her siblings, including General Mike Flynn, she's known in the world of surfing. General Flynn's siblings, Barbara, Mary Jo, and Jack, are all on Twitter and all regularly interact with each other, and their identities are very easy to verify. Here we have a sample of a number of retweets from January through March 2019 by General Flynn's sisters, Mary and Barbara, of tweets specifically advocating and promoting the QAnon movement. Do the math, but anyhow, there's no law against it, so buzz off. On the left is a tweet from February 15, 2019 from General Flynn's brother, Joseph Flynn. Note that after writing about a stormy afternoon, Joe makes use of the dramatic and asks, "Has the storm arrived?" with the word storm in capital letters. Note that within the next hour, his and General Flynn's sister, Barbara, responded to Joe's tweet, her message beginning, "Yes, Joe, the tip of the storm has arrived." And note also that she included a scale of justice emoji after her message, "Do the math, and I don't mean Common Core." In further regards, Q has dropped several posts about the arrest of actress Allison Mack for her involvement with the human trafficking sex cult Nexium. Amongst other things, Q wrote that Mack is naming names, big names in H-Wood / government, and also Mack Snowball, hinting at the accumulation snowball effect. And so I wonder if the use of the word macking to describe the storm in General Flynn's sister's tweet here has multiple layers of meaning. Mid-March 2019, here is General Flynn's brother Joe giving a shout out to Q and exchanging some jocularities with some QAnon enthusiasts. Oh wait, actually, he says that his phone was hacked, but it got better. Oh, actually, he says that maybe it was hacked by the team, Q team, and then a cry laughing emoji. What the hell is so funny? Does the Daily Beast know about this? Does the General know about this? On the left is a message of gratitude for support of General Flynn and the Flynn family, a tweet from General Flynn's sister Barbara, in which she also writes the QAnon slogan, "Where we go one, we go all." This message was sent on December 4, 2018. General Flynn had at the same time already been long embroiled in the Mueller investigation, and on that date, Mueller revealed that he had no grounds to recommend prison time for General Flynn. The following day, December 5, Q posted an American flag photo and linked to Barbara's tweet. This Q post and this date is also significant in that exactly 1 year prior to this, on December 5, 2017, Q had posted, "Flynn is safe. We protect our patriots." And this also harkens to two statements often repeated by Q: future proves past, and promises made, promises kept. In further regards about the Mueller investigation, Flynn's role in the Mueller investigation has apparently shifted from defense to offense, as Flynn has actually been kept on in the Mueller investigation in order to continue providing testimony for several other investigations that have in part or in whole been forced by Flynn's testimony. On the left is a tweet from a QAnon supporter in which he shares a Twitter message replying from General Flynn in response to a message that he sent to General Flynn following the speech that General gave at the Phyllis Schillery Eagles Council Award in September 2018. Flynn's reply was, "Where we go one, we go all," which, as we know, is also the motto of the QAnon movement. Perhaps General Flynn simply noticed that the man had a custom of using the acronym himself, and so reciprocated with the acronym as a gesture of acknowledgement of common shared values and not necessarily of the QAnon specifically, but again, September was late enough that General Flynn must have known what QAnon was about, and he didn't tell the guy to drop the Q shit. On the right is a tweet sent out by General Flynn's brother Joseph Flynn in the late January 2019. Notice he tweeted the QAnon motto, "Where we go one, we go all," not as a message tagging any individual, but as a tweet below a link sharing words from a speech that General Flynn gave while campaigning for Republican congressional candidate Omar Navarro. By then, the Flynn family, of course, knew that "Where we go one, we go all" is the slogan of the by then vastly popular QAnon movement. But you can't prove anything but do the math. At the top, we see two copies of General Flynn's book, The Field of Fight, which General Flynn signed during an event, the 47th Annual Phyllis Schlafly Eagles Council, on September 15, 2018, at which he was honored with an award and gave a speech. Note that General Flynn signed the books with the slogan, "Where we go one, we go all," which also happens to be the QAnon motto. Maybe the people asked General Flynn to write that slogan on the books, which prompts me to wonder, if so, did they also tell him to write the number one instead of the word one in the phrase, like the way the QAnon movement writes the acronym? In further regards, consider that by September 2018, General Flynn must have been well aware of the huge QAnon movement and that Q was scripting him a featured role in a specific narrative that Q is transmitting. Would General Flynn risk appearing to endorse QAnon if General Flynn doesn't know who Q is and doesn't have the slightest control over where Q might decide to take the narrative about him next? Back to the picture above, on the bottom left, we see a Q post from September 8, 2018, a photo of an American flag posted by Q just 1 week exactly prior to the event at which General Flynn received the award and gave a speech. 1 week later, when the respective award and speech event took place, many Q followers were quick to note that the exact same U.S. flag photo that Q had posted 1 week prior was used at the event of General Flynn's award and speech. The photo was projected onto a screen during event. Note the photo in the middle, which shows General Flynn standing in front of the projector screen at the event, is taken from an angle, but it's clearly the same flag photo. Now, many would call this a very remarkable coincidence, and so would I. After all, there are certainly a vast variety of American flag photos that could have been used at the event at which General Flynn spoke, and Q has posted several different American flag photos and pictures over the course of the Q post, and yet the flag photo used at the event was the exact same photo that Q had posted exactly 1 week prior and was also Q's most recent post of a photo or image of an American flag at the time, all within plausible deniability, but do the math. On the left is a tweet from August 3rd, 2018 by a patriot named Sean, who is also an enthusiastic QAnon supporter. In this tweet, Sean posts a home video in which he filmed a bald eagle flying. Naturally, Sean found the event inspiring and so decided to dedicate the video to General Flynn and to President Trump in his tweet. Notice he writes in the tweet, "Thought of you, bro, at As the Q Turns." As the Q Turns is, of course, a shout out to a fellow supporter of the Q operation. And Sean also includes the QAnon motto, "Where we go one, we go all." Not long after Sean's tweet, General Flynn changed the banner image of his own Twitter page to a frame from Sean's video, a glimpse of the bald eagle in majestic flight over an opening in the canopy of trees. While this appears to be a pretty direct endorsement of QAnon by General Flynn, it's definitely a grateful acknowledgement of Sean's patriotism and of his support for General Flynn, and no one can prove that it's also an endorsement of Q. Don't pet the eagle.